This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gerardo Ramirez Jr. Date of birth, April the 20th, 1983. Case ID number is 7033190. Date of exam, December the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Mariano Salinas, dated 8/22/2023. Identifying information, this is a 40-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of head trauma. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was July of 2023. Where he worked at McDonald's and also at Stripes for 3 months. At one time, he was a bartender and a firefighter for 1 year. However, because of his condition, he is unable to hold on to a job. The claimant states that when he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in an apartment and has been on disability benefits for approximately 15 years. Allegation number one, head trauma, history of allegation. The claimant states that on December the 25th, 2008, he was in a severe motor vehicle accident while drinking with a friend, and the car flipped over in an accident. The claimant sustained a severe head trauma, contusion with bleeding, which resulted in him being in a coma for a couple of months. He was transferred to McAllen Medical Center and hospitalized for 2 months. When he presented to the hospital, he had left facial paresis with right hemiparesis at the time, decreased balance, comma, and decreased vision of the right eye. He also complained of slurred speech and decreased cognitive function as well as his memory, and was confused at the time of admission. The claimant was in a coma state for at least 2 weeks. His residual symptoms include right hemiparesis with mild facial paresis, decreased balance, comma, decreased vision, comma, and dysphagia. He has no problem swallowing food. His mental status is mild decreased cognitive function with decreased memory. He denies any seizures or any other syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 4 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, and he has no cane or walker at this time. The claimant is right-handed nominate and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is able to use his right hand, but he mostly uses his left second to right arm weakness. The claimant was diagnosed with a right upper and lower hemiparesis with facial paresis as well, secondary to most likely a left cerebral vascular accident, secondary to contusion. His activities include sleeping, comma, occasionally watching TV, comma, occasionally going to the grocery store, comma, and walking around the house and listening to music. He does no other chores. family history. The father is 61 and is in good health. The mother is 60 and has a pacemaker. He does have a positive family history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, asthma, and osteoarthritis medications. The claimant is on no medications at this time. Medical problems. History of head trauma in 2008. Mild right facial paresis with slurred speech. Questionable cerebrovascular accident. History fracture of the collarbone. Head trauma secondary to motor vehicle accident. History of sleep apnea, morbid obesity, social history. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every 2 days for 22 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he has not drank any alcohol since 2008. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant did use cocaine. He denies the use of marijuana, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He used cocaine from 2003 to 2008. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 296 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches. BP 157 over 105 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 95%, BMI 41. General, this is a 40-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with a limp, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head and states that he does have a laceration on the right side of his head. No sclerectris was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole was 20/100. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. The claimant does wear eyeglasses, but he forgot to bring them. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence. The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos over his arms. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and was oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had decreased clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for cranial nerves 10, 11, and 12. The claimant does have some slurred speech. He is able to swallow and eat food, and states that that is probably the only other problem he has besides problems with right facial numbness. The claimant also states that he has right upper and lower hemiparesis and some mild weakness of the right side. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady, and he also walked with an ontalgic gait. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, with mild right upper and lower hemiparesis, which is very mild, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, although the claimant has a very mild weakness of the right upper and lower extremities. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from the sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant did have some moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He does not have any assisted devices at this time, but would benefit most likely from a cane. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant appears to have problems with cranial nerves 5, 7, and 10, 11, and 12. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the right upper and lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremities, and plus 5 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally, with mild weakness of the right hand. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects, mostly with the left hand. The claimant hears but does not speak well and has dysphagia. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant did have moderate difficulty in heel, toe, and tandem walking. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restrictive for the right upper extremity, but normal for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations with his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He does have some mild difficulty communicating, secondary to the mild dysphagia, but is able to communicate and has some other restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild decreased cognitive function and memory, as well as mild right upper and lower hemiparesis with mild right facial paresis as well. Probable diagnosis is head trauma, dash confirmed with physical examination, and states that he is better at this time, however, still has some lingering deficits secondary to the contusion. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Geraldo Ramirez, Jr.